Thanks for downloading this podcast for FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. This is an FC Live FA Cup replay of FC United versus Kendal Town from Sunday the 7th of October 2012. Enjoy.
We are about 5 minutes away, ladies and gentlemen, from kickoff here in this third round qualifying round of the FA Cup, and James Quinn is just over, not with us this afternoon, unfortunately. He's breaking legs, rehearsing. Mike Norton's got your football shirts, my friend, and we'll be joining James Quinn, no doubt. One day, you thought, wouldn't you, to be honest, for supporting JB Shorts for its entire 8 series, there might be a couple of guest list passes for the FC Radio team, but no. It's not who you know.
It's, yeah.
But to be honest, I wouldn't want to get a guest list for £6.
No?
I'd rather pay the money, the working class man.
The thing is about guest lists is they always put you on the front row, and I don't like being on the front row of things. I like being on the back row, so I can see everything.
Well, Joshua Brooks is a bit difficult to be on the front row or the back row. It's because you're so close to everything anyway. You become part of the audience. You're part of the production. Well, in fact, the boys are out.
Happening. What's happening here? We're having a nice conversation. And some football teams have just come out on the pitch.
Well, that means you can shut up now. I know you're going to be with me, aren't you?
For the time being.
I don't think Brian's here. I think it's just me.
Okay, I'll join you.
Good lad. That's what I like to hear. So, more nonsense for 90 minutes. Les is below us. Les, you'll be happy to know, Carlos isn't even on the bench. So you can't do your shouting and screaming today. You can give it to someone else. So I'll give you the teams again, ladies and gentlemen. It's FC United lineup: John Worst number in goal, Carl Jacobs number 2, Lee Neville number 3, Dave Birch number 4, Adam Jones number 5, Dean Stott number 6, Phil McGrath number 7, Jake Cottrell number 8, Mike Norton number 9, Jerome Wright number 10, Nicky Platt number 11. On the bench is Chris Amardi, Ryan Howley, Cedric Crewe, Scott Cheatham, Greg Davis, Charlie Anderson and Matthew Carr. The omission of Carlos Rocca, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is down to an injury he sustained on Tuesday at Mosley. And Les is looking very perplexed in front of me now. What's wrong, Les? What were you thinking? What were your thoughts then? Oh, I see, yes. Don't worry, no. Scott Cheatham isn't playing, Les. He's up the bench. Scott, he's personally sponsoring this year.
What, Scott Cheatham?
He is a sponsor. He said...
So you're the guy?
He's sponsoring... Yes, I've heard. Yes, it's coming through loud and clear now. Live, we can exclusively reveal that Les has decided to sponsor Scott Cheatham this season. That's marvellous. Yes, that's nice, isn't it?
Well done, Les. To back
a young, up-and-coming player at FC United. Well done, Les. That's really good. We're putting that on the message board later on. 0161 850 1878 is the text number. Also, the old school, you know who you are. It's 07596 104122. The look of joy on Leslie. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's nice you wanted him to play, but you are sponsoring him now. That's very good. But do we have the Atmos mic up on working or anything? Ah, there they are.
It's a bit tinny though. What have you done to the sound on here?
I've done nothing. It's just your unprofessionalism. Yeah, that sounds so tinny. They do sound miles away.
They do, don't they?
That's like a real footballing sound, isn't it? Crowd sounds. Have you noticed in the football or the TV, every time they do the championship or anything like that, when someone scores, it's the same crowd sound.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes.
So it's
weird that, because that is actually the sound of a crowd.
I've seen...
Who knew?
I've seen in games, though, when the opposition has scored and there's 8 fans turned up, The noise that 8 fans made was amazing. But we are about to get underway here. FC United kicking towards the MCMRE, and it should be a tough encounter, this FA Cup games. We are, but we might not be. And there again, who knows? But at the end of the day, it's only football, and it's all the way back to Jacobs. Jacobs plays it across to Stott. Stott turns one way, has to play back to his skipper, closing down very quickly. Kendal Town, but it's back to Scott, as he says, £7,500 for the winner of this bonus round here this afternoon. And see John Worst up in goals. His first touch chips it down the left hand side. He's a great goalkeeper and a part time model, as Cottrell in the middle of the park.
True?
Yes, he is. Go to Facebook and have a look at his
Portfolio.
His midriff is FC United's Cotchell now. Turns the ball to Norton. Norton back to Platt. Nice ball by Platt. And then the captain takes over. Plays the ball left-hand side for Lee Neville now. But Lee Neville's hustled and bustled out of the ball. And a tenacious quality pace FC United have started with already. The ball's high in the air. Left-hand side, he falls nicely for Jerome Wright. Can he get the ball to the penalty area? Yes, he can. He chips the ball behind two FC shirts, really. It's an easy clearance, but picked up by Stott. But good tempo from FC United in these early few minutes of the game. It's Nicky Platt now. Opportunity to have this near touchline. He has McGrath right-hand side, but he chooses to try and get it across to Cottrell. Cottrell was just clipped to the back heels there, but the referee tried to allow the play to continue, and then Cottrell put a poor ball in, and then asked the referee, well, he did clip me. But I'm afraid you're not going to get the free kick. And it's a throw-in on this near touchline. The referee with a very noisy whistle. And the referee... The referee's had enough.
Where's he going?
I don't know. He's legged it.
Okay.
I don't know what the referee's doing there.
Is he sending Dom off? What's he doing?
Dom Walsh has been sent off, ladies and gentlemen.
He's speaking to Chucks and Carl for some reason.
Well, the referee has gone from one side of the ground to the other, the halfway line. And has he forgotten his whistle? Has he... I don't know what he's doing there, the referee, but the game is being held up here.
Let me read you an email anyway.
Bibs, the referee wants...
Bibs.
The referee's wearing a bib. It's interesting, actually, you say that, because the referee's wearing black and has realised that he actually is clashing with the Kendall Town kit, which is black and white stripes, but the back of the Kendall strip is all black. So the referee now, well, looking like most referees perform, a clown. He's got a bib on, as FC United hit the ball down the right-hand side, but he'll be picked up there by Craig Dutson. And, well, if the referee's wearing them, what about the assistants? I think they should all have them. And it's thrown out to... Paul Alexander, left-hand side, left-footed, hits the ball high, but only as far as FC United stop, who controlled it in his midriff, and then oncoming number seven, Alex Randall, trying to close him down, but he played the ball to Neville, who Neville now takes the ball, surging beyond the halfway line, chips the ball to the penalty area. Norton's up, and he makes it slip, and then when the keeper comes and collects the ball eventually, as McGrath trying to get in there at the back post, but it's 0-0 here, if you just join us. The scoreboard doing what it used to do over the last few years, nothing. As Jones has to clear his lines there, because it was one of those deliveries where the keeper nearly came for it, but wasn't quite aware enough, I don't think.
Platt and Birch are wearing the wrong numbers compared to the team sheet, just to let you know.
Well, down the left-hand side they go. As Birch does well there, wearing the number 4 shirt, plays the ball up to Michael Norton, controls it well, and then loses out. There's an opportunity to put the ball to the penalty area, but it's a clearance and a shout from Stott to his keeper. The keeper collects it and hits the ball high, but must have forgot that Norton was in his own half. And on this near touchline, left hand side now for Kendall. Can the number 3 get beyond McGrath? Yes, he can. There's a lovely ball, a bit of room here for the first time shot. If he kept that down, that was in the top corner.
Hi, guys.
Luckily, it was high wide.
Hi, guys. Family commitments means armchair army today. If possible, could you mention during today's proceedings that I have just started at an FC United international branch on Facebook? So anyone from there who would like another means to be kept informed on all things FC, please take a gander.
I'm a member of the international branch of FC United. And I think everyone should be an international branch. When you move to Didsbury, that's very international, very cosmopolitan. You'll be able to join, although you have to go through your subcommittee first to make sure you get approval, because they're not sure about internet connectivity in the Didsbury area. As Kyle Jacobs on this near touchline, right hand side, turns the ball beautifully to Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt tries to bring him back into play, but they clear the lines at Kendall halfway line. But only as far as Stott. Hustled and bustled out the ball there, though, Stott, and it's a throw in. It's in their own half, and it should stay in their own half, but I have a feeling they'll try. Well, they've taken the throw in for the number 3, Danny Wisdom, plays it down left hand side. FC United doing well there between the three of them, including McGrath. They win the ball back, and Cottrell now can turn out. dead centre. He's just gone on the slightly left-hand side now. He's been challenged for the ball and he's ended up losing that ball. And there's an opportunity on the right-hand side now. It's Kevin Ledbetter. Ledbetter cuts inside, left footed, he swings it into the back post, but it comes off an FC player, but it's still in the penalty area. And FC need to clear the lines. It's an opportunity, can the shot come in? Outside the area the ball is, and it's a late challenge there by Stock, who suggested he got the ball. And the ball did seem to have a trajectory of going away, rather than a straight on. And for me, perhaps he got a little bit on there, but a dangerous, dangerous situation for FC United. The free kick is just outside the D of the penalty area, dead centre, and it was the number 8 there, Alex Taylor, with a little bit of skill. And it's nice to see Ben's going to be able to help me commentate by watching the game.
I was just
the
checking
opposite way.
Something. God.
Could the owner of the following car please return immediately to their vehicle? Registration number Mike Lima 10, Lima Whiskey Uniform.
It's not your car. It's not your car.
Anyway, the free kick's going to come in here. Decent ball towards the back post. Oh, it's a crossbar.
A
it's in the air still, and FC United need to defend it. It's out for a corner. But a great, great free kick there. And it certainly had FC United's number one, John Worsnop, beaten. It's hit the crossbar, and FC United's Lee Neville eventually heads the ball clear for a corner. But the opening encounter, and the best opportunity. But FC have to defend this as well now. Left footed, it's going to swing it in towards the back post. Decent ball, punched away though by FC United. Worse not, ball's back in the penalty area, headed away by Michael Norton. But it's another opportunity again. Can he get the ball in the area? Well, not if Kyle Jacobs has anything to do with it. And he hustles and bustles, and it's a goal kick to FC United. So you just joined us wherever you are around the world. Welcome, this is indeed FC Live.
Egg and bacon butter, a brew, an FCM radio on the wireless laptop. Manchester is in Kanga Del Nisia for the next 90 minutes.
In where?
Kanga Del Nisia?
I don't know, you're reading it.
I don't know what that means.
Might be the area that's the referee now not happy with the ball. He's a bit pedantic, isn't he?
Style of the show so far.
Well, one ball is hit out. And another one. I noticed that though. The referees, they test the ball. No, that's not good enough. Kick it out. But don't even look at the other ball that's been kicked. It could be worse. Why did they do that? Anyway, the goal kick's been taken. And it's out for a throw in to Kendall Town. Now, John Worsnop, a very, very good goalkeeper. The only worry I have with this situation is that he's not playing any football.
No.
You know, to come into a game like this, I mean, he's undoubtedly got bags of talent. Him and Spence, for me, the two best goalkeepers in the division.
So how do you keep him interested, that kind of thing?
Well, no, I think no, I think he's committed and he's very happy to be here, but at the same time, it's just you need games under your belt to continue your quality.
Yeah.
And if he's not playing, then, you know, I'm sure he'll do himself proud on this afternoon. That's a commentating curse. If you just join us, wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, FC Live. As Kendall Town on the ball, right-hand side now. Get himself another throw-in. Nice noise coming from the FC contingent, all in the main stand again this afternoon, as Birch heads the ball away for another throw-in, and approaching the how many minute mark? 10 minute mark. You know, without those laminated numbers, we'd be nowhere. Thanks very much, Paul, as this going to be a big throw now. They're all waiting. The big man's got in, the big number two there, Rory Winters, has gone into the penalty area, about 6'3" of him. Ball's high in the air. It's headed away though by Lee Neville. Good spring in his feet there from Neville, but the number 11 on the ball now again, it's Ledbetter. Can he get the ball in? He plays it back. Just outside the penalty area again, the ball's hit in. It's a poor ball. It's well wide of the goal, and it's a goal kick to FC United and Manchester. So 0161 850 1878, station at fcumradio.co.uk, and for all you old school boys and girls out there, it's 0759 610 4122. ConstructiveConey.com and the Armchair Army, the purveyors of the finest microchip balms you'll ever want to taste or purchase. As FC United's Jerome right now plays the ball through there. He's an offside decision against
Graham,
but no, the linesman allowed play to continue. He came from an acute angle and nipped in behind the defence there, but it was slightly overplayed, and it's Craig Dutson who hits a very high ball, and FC United get themselves a free kick for an offside decision.
Don't you think McGrath's got a weird stature about him? A bit weird shaped for a winger. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's like his torso is really long, but his legs are really small.
No.
Okay, just me then.
Took his shirt and he might look different as the ball. FC United trying to win the ball back, it's picked up by the big number 6. Another best of control and FC United interception. It's Jerome Wright, dead centre, plays it to Nicky Platt, who switches the ball to the left hand side. And it's Cottrell now. Cottrell, can he thread the ball through? He has a shot on goal and it's well wide of the post. But Cottrell, we know he likes the FA Cup, as does Nicky Platt. 150th appearance on Tuesday, he's had a wonderful goal to make the emphatic victory of 3-1 against the mighty Mosley, who serve curry in cartons, separate to the chips, separate to your pie. A very strange thing there indeed at Mosley, as the ball's high over the halfway line. Up goes the skipper, wins the header, and the ball's at the halfway line, picked up by Kendall Tyler. Hit the ball high over the top, but Jones was equal to it. And what they've certainly done, they've compacted the midfield. Kendall Town playing a 4-5-1 really more this afternoon, as Lee Neville heads the ball all the way back from the right hand side to John Worsnop. I mean, Worsnop for many years has been the best goalkeeper in this division. You know, when you need for Park Avenue.
I actually got him on loan on Championship Manager 102 this week.
You got him on what, sorry?
On loan. He's as a 19-year-old. Just saying.
You're talking some form of strange language to me.
It's a
now.
Computer game.
Oh,
from
right.
Yesteryear.
You can't do that. Computer games are banned in Didsbury, you know that, don't you? It's FC United now with McGrath. Lovely ball from McGrath to Jerome Wright. Opportunity for Jerome Wright there. Good defending there. The referee says play on, and Jerome Wright tussling with the central defender. And Birch, was it Birch or Platt? It's Nicky Platt who's down injured. But the play continues on this near touchline with Danny Williams now against Jacobs. He's not going to get past him, I'm afraid. Well done there, Kyle Jacobs. Shouts for a penalty there for Jerome Wright, but the referee say no, it was 6 and 1.5 dozen of the other thingy, Bob, what should we call it, when they all get together and do something like that. And then
6 and 6 is 12. But this 6 divided by 6 is 1.
Oh well, opportunity, first time shot by Ledbetter. What a
goal! What a goal!
Absolutely amazing goal from Ledbetter. He got a slight deflection, but he's hit it from about 35 yards on the outside of his foot. No one closing down, that's the argument that's ensuing at the moment from FC United's perspective. But the outside of his foot, and he's just beautifully swerved into John Worsnop's top corner. Nothing he could do. And from one moment on in FC United that attacking, expected a penalty, to the other end of the ground, and a goal, and FC United find themselves 1-0 down on 13 minutes. And the goal scorer was, it was Ledbetter, the number 11, yes.
Did that take a deflection, Jeff?
It got a slight deflection on the way, yeah. But what a strike, and unfortunately, 1-0 booby. No, it's anyway, it's 1-0 to Kendall Town. And up to that moment, really, I mean, hit the crossbar of Kendall, but it's a very even game. FC United play the ball down the left hand side now, but it's cut out. They have to clear the lines over there, and they do, high over the halfway line. And Jacobs is going to have to make sure he deals with this ball, and he plays it all the way back to Worsnop. Worsnop plays it back to Jacobs. Didn't really want the ball there, to be honest. It's Worsnop now, right footed. It's a poor ball, really. But Lee Neville does what he can with it.
Not a lot.
And then they give the ball away to. But nice touch here from FC United. Now McGrath plays the ball down the right hand side for his captain. And there's Danny Williams defending superbly well. And then they play the ball through. It's Ledbetter can't get at the end of it because it wasn't the best of balls to him. And FC United start again. But fanatic pace.
Good football though, isn't it, really?
Both teams working hard. It's a strong, strong. Fast, furious game, and FC United find themselves one down. It was a lovely bit of running, meandering there for the number 9. And then the number 8 there, Alex Taylor, hits the ball wide right-hand side, and they're looking for a free kick there. Kendall Town, but not going to get it. And Jones now takes over. Hits the ball high over the halfway line, and Norton will chase this, but the 4's equal to it, and then poor defending for the number 4 there, because he had other options, didn't Alexander. And FC United now, the throw came in quick and it was taken, and then
I might be wrong, but a foul throw throwing downwards like that is a foul throw, isn't it?
Well, I would have said that was a foul throw. And
it's been done anyway. We've had a tweet in from AJ Connell. Had the usual wake-up call then. We are now 1-0 down, but plenty of time to get back into it.
There's an injury to Kendall Town player. And Dorian Gray seems to be the physio for them. With blonde locks running round to the other side of the pitch, but to no avail because the referee has said he's okay and Michael Norton has been booked. So there was a complete break in play there while Norton was chasing the ball down, and as the captain Mark Joseph pushing the ball out, Norton just giving him a bit of a love tap, shall we say, as Seamus would say, a love tap. And the goal kick is taken. And FC United's Jacobs picks up at the halfway line, looking for some support, plays it back to Lee Neville. Didn't really want that ball.
No,
Lee Neville,
he's not on his right foot.
Hit the ball quickly, but it's poor, and then Kendall will clear the lines again down the right hand side. But FC United pick it up, and then Lee Neville plays a percentage ball, a poor ball, if the truth be known, and an opportunity now for Ledbetter. Chest the ball down well, picked up by the seven now outside of the foot. Excuse me.
The foot. That is a free kick, I think.
And another late challenge there by Lee Neville there. And a free kick on the far side.
Chris Noon on the text message. He's chopping firewood in his back garden this afternoon, listening in the sun. Thanks as usual for the quality broadcast. Chopping firewood.
We were doing that last night at 12:30. Firewood chopping in Longsight. You can't do that, by the way, in Didsbury either.
No,
you're not allowed.
Environmental things.
Longside can do what you want. It's great. Free kick though, and FC United are going to have to defend this resolutely as well, because the ball's on the far side, right hand side, about 15 yards outside the penalty area. In fact, 10 yards exactly. And it's going to be swung in left footed, and two players go toward the back post, and that's exactly where the ball's aimed for. And the ball's headed across. And
there was only stop there with those two players, weren't there?
Well, they've worked. That's a training ground move there, but FC United have the ball back. It's with the captain who hits the ball through the middle there. No one on the end of it, really.
Ooh. Well, that's caught up as well.
And then the number two, and he goes to win the ball, and he does win the ball, but equally he takes the head of Jake Cottrell. But it's not a free kick. I mean, it's a free kick, but it's not a yellow card, referee. I mean, he's got the ball and the player, and he's. See, you always say, don't you, never trust a man in a tank top, and that referee looks like he's wearing one, doesn't he, with that lovely vest on. How's your best man? How come you haven't seen him for five months? You haven't seen your best man.
July.
This is a disgrace. Free kick to FC United, and the ball chips into the penalty area to the right hand side. Jones can't get on the end of it, and it's out for a goal kick. You do know if you move to Didsbury, you're only allowed two passes a month.
Why is this Disby thing?
Two passes a month and people have to come in to your house.
Why?
Why? It's the rules. You've not clearly read up on Disby, have you?
I went there on Saturday. Nicest chippy in the world. It was lovely. That posh one on the corner.
That posh one on the corner.
Near Swadesh. It's lovely.
You're a wrong one. Strong header there by Stott now. Halfway line, the one ball's won again though, in FC United at the moment. They've been at the races, to be honest, and then they have to defend this ball, and eventually they do well, and Stott takes over. But
we've not had a shot on goal yet, though, have we? Really, we've had that Cottrell one.
I tell you what Kendall are doing superbly. They are every single bit of space. They're closing it down on 20 minutes. FC United find themselves down by a goal to nil. A wonder strike, it has to be said, by Kevin Ledbetter. It really, really. Really wasn't a quarter goal. It's the kind of goal that Kevin McLeod of Grand Designs would love to discuss and talk about. Oh, there's an injury there for the number three, and Danny Wisden is going off.
Hamstring
gone. He's out.
When you say Kevin McLeod, don't you mean first team Phil? I'm sure they'd have it. Or Sarah Beeney would have something to say. She was on telly the other day, not pregnant.
No, you got it wrong. In her new programme, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a complete break in play, and I think more and more of their players need to get injured on this near touchline. What are you saying? This is visual radio, ladies and gentlemen. Scratch and sniff. Yeah, Cerebini is renovate your house and it costs half the price kind of thing. That's what she's doing. Don't buy a house. There's your perfect house. And what we want to do is we'd love that kind of house, but we're going to do an extension and therefore it's half the price of the house.
Like this, that's what she's doing. Build a conservatory thing.
That's what she's doing. Yeah. But basically, she started off in this new series, flat tummied. I've seen three episodes in, a little bit of a bump. She gets pregnant on every programme. She must have about 300 children, Sarah Beeny. She has to. She's constantly lactating.
Mostly
she never stops. She's just a milk-producing baby factory. So, no, not her. And that Kirsty Allsop, she's called, isn't she?
Yeah.
I saw her on Question Time.
No.
It's wrong.
Mostly Wizard has been in touch to say, just don't draw today. We want our revenge on Tuesday. He can have his revenge.
Yeah, well, when that
Manchester Cup game went to extra time last year, I cried.
Don't worry about it, because we've got a cutting plan. FC United will be actually sending their women's team to play Mosley in the Manchester Cup.
Well, the way they're playing a minute, they might win.
Stato's saying he's watched 9 games against Kendall with no draws on.
Well, I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, that's a stat that you don't really want, is it? Isn't it? Let's be honest. Stato Paul has just told us live on air, ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't wear pants whilst watching FC United versus Kendall. There you go.
The real stat he was saying...
No draws.
The real
no
stat he was saying was he's not seen a single draw between those two, so...
Well, the number three, as I say, it's he's going off on a stretcher, but it's basically Danny Wisdom, hamstring injury, you know, and wish him a speedy recovery. And the substitution will be made, and it's going to be Wisdom coming off, as I say, and on. It may well be.
What do you think they'll be like now with that lack of Wisdom?
So Chris Mason's a forward. So the interesting. So the left back comes off. Mason, where's he going to go? Let's have a look now.
Well, you won't know. It's a corner, isn't it?
And Mason's come back because FC United have himself a throw-in in a dangerous area on this near touchline. But let's see what he slots into the left back position. No, he won't. The 11's gone back there, hasn't he? That's right. As the throw comes in, it's another foul throw, but the referee says play on. The ball's headed towards the back post. A great header there from FC United's Adam Jones, but there was no one gambling at the back post. He puts a good header in, and that's where you'd be throwing your body in and getting something on it. But no, it's not. In fact, it looks like to me that they might have gone to a back three. We'll have to see. We'll see how it's because the number 11 now, Ledbetter, has come down back to this left hand side, and he's too good,
right, the back. Danny Williams has gone to left back.
Now Williams there is now, that's right, yes, he certainly is. Ex-FC United player, of course, as FC United down the left hand side now with Lee Neville. Lovely ball for Jerome Reich, doesn't control it first time, but gets a lovely ball in there.
Oh
and it comes up, it's off the head of FC United's Michael Norton. Great defending, just got a last ditch flick, and here's another opportunity now, though it's the number 16. First time ball's not the best, and luckily for FC, Jones was in the way. I think he starts again. The ball sprayed again. Beautiful ball across to Jerome Wright. He brings it down his chest brilliantly. Runs on with the ball now. Shows too much of it, though. That's their downside. And the captain, Mark Joseph, will take the ball away. But encouraging signs for FC United. As Ben says, though, the one thing they haven't done
get
yet...
Get that off there for me.
They haven't had... No!
No, get it off for me, please.
The free kick to FC United as Ben starts to cry on maybe a millimetre spider. The size of that, and he's... Oh, look at him, he's running away. There you go, it's gone. As FC United stopped.
I'll have the other one.
He's gone. Nice touch by McGrath to bring in Norton. Norton now, right hand side, plays it back to McGrath. McGrath, can he cut inside? Left footed, he's looking for the ball in. It's a decent ball for Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt turned, face a goal. That's what he needed to do, but he's played it back to Cottrell. Now Neville. Neville shows too much of it, but just gets a little bit fortuitous through it. And then it needs to be shot. Comes in, and it comes off.
Good defending.
From Jerome Wright, and I think it was the captain. Stuck a boot out there, and it's come off his, some part of his body, and it's flicked over and out for a corner ball. Well. If you just joined us, it's FC United Manchester 0, Kendall Town 1. 25 minutes on the clock here as Jerome Wright will take this corner for FC United. Got to test the goalkeeper here. Left footed, swings it towards the back post. It's a high one. Jones gets a little bit on it. First time ball comes across again.
Oh.
Good defending again there. Stop
ball
well forward.
With that,
but McGrath will take over. Over the left-hand side now. Left-footed. Hits the ball into the penalty area. Up goes Norton. Gets a head on there, but not a great deal there. And
there was a shout then for impeding Lee Neville.
Well, there's been many shouts over the years for impeding Lee Neville, but, you know, that's another story for another afternoon. What we need to do here, though, is FC United need to get back into this game. The tempo's good. At the moment, though, Kendal Town matching FC United continuously. They're strong in the challenge. They're working hard. They're closing down space. The crowd are getting a little bit uppity. They're thinking Kendal Town's tactics have been robust, perhaps, aren't in the tune with the way we like to play football, but they've always been a tough team. A team, predominantly, over the years, of Scousers. Tough tackling, hard working, good quality outfit. And their position in the division, on this performance, you're wondering how they're down near the bottom. Dukeson clears his lines over the halfway line, the ball goes. Jones wins the header, but only high in the air it goes. Two players around Cottrell there. And then the ball's hit down the far side, and he picks up by the captain, who plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper. Dukeson now again, Jerome Mack trying to charge it down. Clears his lines, just gets about the halfway line, but Jones wins a towering header. And McGrath now, can he keep the ball in play? He's taken over where from Jerome is. And he does well there, and then, well, the ball knocks him over. And then Stott has to clear his lines with a header there. Did really well because there was an opportunity for the number 16, Chris Mason, but FC United start again. We need to start. The thing at the moment for me is the midfield battle is being lost, and we need to tighten that up and start getting some ball in the middle as Norton completely misses the header. The ball's the outside of the foot by the skipper for Kendall, out for a throw-in.
We've had some tweets in. Kitman George, never mind chopping firewood in the garden, I'm hiding firewood and any other potential tinder, it's hot. So there you go. I don't know why you'd hide firewood if
you just tell us to get in the swimming pool. Well, it's Worsnop who clears his lines. Up goes McGrath, but Danny Williams wins that. And then Stott, strong header there. It's cleared again, though. Headed on by Mason to Ledbetter. Puts a lovely ball in there. And but Worsnop will come across, clear his lines.
Oh, top good.
And hits. Hits one of the FC youth. Disgraceful, despicable behaviour from FC United's goalkeeper. Although I have to say, our ball girl there is wearing inappropriate shoes. They're not footbally shoes.
What's she wearing?
She's wearing heels.
They're getting through their substitutes in this first half, aren't they?
Well, they are, because Alex Taylor, who put that delightful ball in there, again, an injury to him, he's off. Centre midfield player. And on coming in his place is Ben Fishwick. And FC United, well, the ball in the wrong third at the moment, and Fishwick wants this ball. Danny Williams looking for some movement there. Ledbetter's gone on the outside. And then a free kick against Mason. And a free kick to FC United. So welcome on this Sunday afternoon. FC United a goal down at the moment as the resident Doves sit themselves down in the MRE as FC United trying to start and build an attack again on this right hand side. It's the captain who plays it to McGrath. Nice 1-2 between McGrath and the captain. Simple ball to Birch, but again, what they're doing, this is absolutely tremendous. It's they're just closing down every bit of space for FC United. They like to play the passing game, and at the moment, but Nicky Platt with a little bit of room now, can he get the ball through when he tries to shot on goal? The first thing,
if they're clever with the passes, though, there's space there, isn't there?
Nicky Platt had room then, and what Nicky Platt did, he actually he should have turned straight away and moved 30 minutes on the clock and moved forward, but he actually got the ball, had a think, looked both ways eventually, and then moved forward and a shot. That there for him, he's back to goal, gets it, turn, bang, goal. But he didn't do it. I'll have to talk to him on Tuesday at training.
Does anyone know what just happened then? He just kind of went on a rant, didn't he?
Balls high over the top, and FC United needs to defend it again. It comes off the 16, Mason, and it's into the arms of John Worsnop. I was just talking about what
it was. It was the accompanying dance that was the problem with
that was me Chuck's dance. He's the tic-tac-toe man, we know now. If you want any bets, just go and see Chucks. He'll give you odds of, well, I don't know, to be honest, because no one understands what he's on about. That's FC United's coach, Chucks, who works with the players week in, week out, and get the best out of these young stallions. As the ball's out for a goal kick. Some might say Foles. Some might say horse meat. I don't know. It's hard when you're by yourself doing this commentary.
You're not by yourself.
I am, because you're doing basically is going, I'm getting on the tweeting.
Well,
someone said
I mean,
blah, 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 blah.
People are
What's your opinion of the first 45? That's what I would normally say to Brian, and Brian would come up with something really, really professional.
He'd say something on PC.
Peace. You can't have them either, by the way.
What?
You're not allowed to be you can't be on PC in Didsbury, and you're not allowed a PC. You're only allowed tablets.
Maps.
And maps. No, you're not allowed maps. FC United work the ball well here in their own half, and they spray the ball across, but again it's a telegraph ball, very easily cut out this time as Jones wins the header and then heads it high in the air, unfortunately, and it's in that centre circle at the moment where
what's going on here?
Kendall Town are certainly bossing the game. But it's 1-0 to them as FC United now try to win the ball, but first time shot comes in, it's another opportunity for Nicky Platt there and a corner ball. Well, a catalogue of footballing errors by both players there, sets of players, which resulted in a corner from FC United. It was very hard to commentate on that.
Very frantic.
The ball went up in the air, then mishit by another player, then went up in the air again, and then Nicky Platt kicked it.
It was like commentating on a rugby league match. Near impossible.
Well, what they're doing, so, yeah, that's right. Being Kendall left three men forward, and FC United have the ball. Comes across. Oh! Has to be another corner, doesn't it? Surely taken off the shoelaces of Adam Jones, who's looked the more likely out of anyone to score.
But it's true, actually. They've left three players up, Kendall, which is a bit weird for a corner, isn't it? When you're 1-0 up. When you're 1-0 up.
McGrath now. We get caught in a bit of a space there. He shifts the ball towards the back post. Jones again, header!
Oh,
it's wide.
By a mile.
It didn't for me. It initially looked like it was going goal, but it was goal bound, but evidently not. And out for a goal kick. And time for a Bourbon.
Apparently, it's been noted that on the forum that you're in Disby hate mode.
I'm not in Disby hate mode. I'm not at all. I'm just giving you the rules and regulations of what happens if you have to move to Didsbury. And for anyone to turn around and say, well, their rents actually are quite, comparatively quite cheap compared to Manchester, says everything I need to know about you, Ben. Strong challenge there in FC United. Again, the ball is not won where it should have been won, and then there was a stamp shot from the number 11 there, Ledbetter. The keeper was off his line, it was over the bar, but again, every opportunity they get, they're playing three men up front here. They're playing a 4-3-3 system, and they are working their socks off as Norton wins the header. Can Jerome Wright get on the end of it? He's got the number 2 for company, who stands firm with him, not letting Jerome go anywhere at the moment. But Jerome puts a nice ball into Lee Neville. Can Neville now get his wrappers round his ball? I'm not going out on a Saturday night. That's why I don't like Sunday games. As he clear the lines, Kendall. A bit of composure is required.
From the commentary team.
There's the crowd shouting for a handball against the number 7, who's basically doing his best attacking move for FC at the moment.
It's a goal kick.
He started on the halfway line, has manoeuvred himself back with the ball to the corner flag on the left hand side, and just about got. Merci, my Bourbon is here.
Vegan, apparently, Barbara.
They are vegan.
There's no chocolate.
Nope. Sound, ladies and gentlemen, of vegan eating a Bourbon.
There's not that many sound effects of that.
There's not really. Look, there's only this one. Well, the referee asking for Jerome Wright to go across with it. I mean, he's asking the captain as well. And this will be something that's been said rather than any challenges. And I'm looking for a card, but the referee, I think, has just said to Kyle Jacobs. He does know what he's doing, the referee, to be honest. That's why he's here. But it's Kendal Town 1, FC United of Manchester 0. A push in the back there from Jones that was telegraphed, but the referee didn't see it, and Kendal Town have the ball back right hand side.
Careful, Jerome.
Jerome Wright plays inside, a dreadful ball there.
Well, that's a bit of a bad tackle.
There was nothing in that, to be honest.
It wasn't reckless, it was just a badly timed tackle, that's all.
Jerome played a dreadful ball in to Jake Cottrell, who had to go for the ball, and there was going to be one or two outcomes there, and the second outcome is a yellow card.
I don't think he's getting booked.
But that's a fault of the pass.
Yeah.
You know, you're giving, it's a death ball.
And to be fair to Jerome Wright, he did just pat himself on the chest and apologise to Jake Cottrell.
No, call it a free kick to Kendal Town.
Which is nice.
And this will be swung in again, left footed towards the back post. Chris on to the near post this time. Out comes Worsnop, gets a fist on it, and then Jerome Wright can pick it up. Being closed down though by Kilford. He clears his lines, but only as far as the Kendal dugout, and another opportunity for Kendal again to attack down the right hand side. Kendal closing down FC United at all opportunities, playing three up front, not allowing the likes of Jacobs or Neville to bomb on as they did on Wednesday or Tuesday against Mosley. And this is very reminiscent of the way Mosley played last Saturday here at Gig Lane. Although FC United have had pace in the game, because the way Kendal are playing, you can't afford not to. You're having to pass quicker and quicker. But the quality's not there at the moment. But there's plenty of time to go.
It's a very fast-paced game as well so far.
Ball to the penalty area, flicks towards the back post. There's an opportunity straight into the arms of FC United's keeper, and that should have been two. Oh. And he clears his lines now. Brought that down on the chest good. By McGrath. Plays it. Nicky Platt looks up. First time ball across towards Norton. But again, telegraphed. Too simple, too easy. And then Lee Neville, having to defend against Ledbetter, and he's finding it tough over there. Ledbetter wins the ball, and the referee says free kick.
Rebel Scum on Twitter says the referee is wearing the bib because he's a trainee, obviously. I don't think he's been that bad so far.
The referee has done absolutely nothing wrong.
No, I don't think he has.
The crowd are partisan, which is, you know, par for the course.
They're right. As a partisan crowd.
They're right, but unfortunately they're wrong on most occasions. Only in the respect of that they've all been in Malcolm's and they're all blind drunk, the lucky blighters. Norton heads the ball on towards the penalty area, but it's comfortable for the goalkeeper, who picks it up. See, we watched the game with very different eyes, sober ones.
You said you're not sober.
No, I'm sober. Just had a fair bit to drink last night at a party, a gathering. As Jones robustly clears his lines well, and Danny Williams does exactly the same thing. Danny Williams has gone to the left back position because Danny Wisdom, the left back, went off with a hamstring injury, and equally Alex Taylor, the number 8, has gone off, and Ben Fishwick is on. FC United a goal down here at Gig Lane in this FA Cup. £7,500 for the winner of this round, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can get the
but the fourth round's conference territory as well, though, isn't it? So
conference territory,
yes. Isn't that where the conference teams come in? We made that up. Fourth round,
no,
conference 40
teams. Minutes on the clock.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh, by the way, you're not allowed to have a car in Didsbury. You have to be seen to be walking at all times in sandals. You have the beard and the look, so you're
well the
placed.
One who goes to champagne dinners.
I'm not into a champagne dinner. I pay for with my working class money as the FC United down the left hand side. I refuse the invitation anyway. As Jerome Wright picks the ball up now, and Birch, we need to get Birch on the ball more.
Yeah, we do.
About this passing game. He plays it inside now to Kyle Jacobs. Jacobs now chips the ball towards the back post, but that's too easy again for the defence, and a poor ball. When's he champagne more?
When you were doing the Wilmslow thing.
When I was doing the Wilmslow thing?
Yeah. You spent a time with Wilmslow for a bit, and you started drinking champagne a lot and going to parties where there's buffets.
I've always drunk champagne. All through my career. I was weaned on the stuff in Longsight. That's how we rolled in them days.
That was Carver.
In the 60s.
Carver.
Hey, Carver is good. Halfway line for FC United now, and Birch picks the ball up, plays a nice ball out to his captain. A bit of room for him now to look up, but again, there's not a great deal of movement in front of him. McGrath plays it back to his captain, who in turn has to play it all the way back to Stott. Stott now looks for some support, plays across to Jones, who doesn't really want that. He has to hurry the ball onwards, and then it's picked up very, very easily by Kendall Town. Well, FC United have started with the tempo and the quality, but the what's been lacking is anything in front of goal, really.
I think so.
The midfield's been hurried, and FC United concede.
But it's not a lot Birch can do, is there? Because they're attacking from the front. No, they're defending from the front now.
Well, they're working really, really hard, and FC United at the moment a goal down, and, well, I would say Kendall probably deserved to be in front. But as I say, that's the difference, you see. Mosley were a good team, and I was always saying about that last week, it's a good team, but you've got to put teams to bed like that, and we eventually did. But this is another step up, because yeah, they're in our division, and Kendall Town are doing exactly what Mosley did, but I've got a bit more about them, and they won't, I don't think they'll implode, and you know they'll go for the 90 minutes. As the ball's in the FC penalty area again from the throw-in, Jones wins the header, and then shall we say
never won that.
Well, a shoulder, but slightly a bit more robust there by Ian Kilford. It looks like he's been playing football since the times of Seamus, to be honest. Pretty played against him. There's the heads on there from FC United, but Danny Williams clears his lines, he's high in the air, and McGrath needs to win that. He looked tentative when he was trying to control that, didn't he?
He did.
But they've given the ball away, and now another opportunity for FC United. It's Cotter on the ball. Plays the ball up to Nicky Platt. Now turn Nicky Platt. He does exactly that. He needs the ball right hand side to McGrath. Good passage to play from FC United. The ball towards the back post. Headed away with some ease and comfort. But Lee Neville, first time shot.
Wow.
And it's a goal kick.
Swinton don't play her anymore, do they?
No, they haven't for a long time.
But if they did, they'd be proud of that.
Well, they might have, perhaps. Yes, and you also, by the way, living in Disney, you have to start watching rugby union. It's a prerequisite. It's Rule 74. Just let you know. As balls over the halfway line, won by Jones, but picked up by Danny Williams. Halfway line, threads the ball through. It's an offside decision against Ledbetter, though, this time. But certainly, I think Carl and Chucks will be wanting to get them into the changing room at half time, and discussions will have to be made, because really they've got to pick the ball up better in the heart, in their own half, FC United, and start passing this ball around a little bit more with a bit more urgency and a bit more quality, because that's what's been lacking. And again, Kilford wins the challenge. Nice ball outside to number 12, who's got opportunities now. He plays it to now Danny Williams. Williams plays a nice ball down to Ledbetter. Stops with him though on this near touchline. A slip by the captain of FC United, allowing Williams for momentarily to try and get a ball in. But it's a poor ball, and Ledbetter was thinking, you know what, I don't fancy that. And he still doesn't fancy it, but the ball's still right in the corner, and it's just turned into a training exercise for 30 seconds. Stott plays it to Birch. Birch up to the feet of Cottrell. Cottrell's wayward pass by Cottrell. An opportunity here now. Running on the number 9. Cuts inside, looking for some support. Well, Cottrell this time has stayed with his man, and he's hopefully made amends. But the ball towards the back post. Headed away by the skipper, because that man Ledbetter again was on the back post. But well played there by the skipper. He's headed the ball out. The ball looked like he was going after a corner. He's won the ball, passed it across to McGrath. And now Birch takes over. Back to McGrath. That's a better ball. McGrath now with an opportunity to stretch those legs down the right hand side. Cuts in, shows too much of the ball. And then Birch again takes over, plays it to Norton. Norton right hand side again needs someone to come to his help and rescue. And a throw in to FC United of Manchester. Movement required. Just over the halfway line, about 15 yards in. So the Kendall half back to the captain, outside of the foot towards the oncoming Cottrell, but it's won and cleared. But FC United have it straight back. A nice ball there by Jones to Neville. Can Neville get a decent ball to the penalty for the left hand side? It's evaded three players and then cleared by Danny Williams, but then picked up by FC United's captain again. This near touchline to us, sways the ball down to the far side of the ground, and again There's a free kick there. Come on, Lee Neville. You can't lead with your arms, some man. Telegraphed.
Chris Noon. Have we got time for this? Yeah, I have.
Well, yeah,
Noon,
nothing else going on.
Chris Noon on text. Is it true that before you can move to Didsbury, you must smoke a pipe and attend poetry readings? Tick.
Yeah, you've done both of them, haven't you? Well, we are into the final. Well, FC United, I think, are going to find someone in the book, and I think it's this time.
Wright.
Well, the captain's been ushered across as well, and Dave Birch is talking to the referee, but so's Jerome Wright's with him. Well, the referee, to be honest, the referee's doing everything right. He's actually bringing the captain over. He's told him on three or four occasions, whatever he said to him, said, whoever he's talking about, he cannot continue to do this. So I'm telling you as the captain to cut it out. And he's spoken to him again, and he said, cut it out, whoever it is, whatever's going on the pitch. The referee's having a good game. I want to drink some blindingly Paddy Crerand ale.
It's just fruit beer, isn't it?
Clearly. FC United, now there's an opportunity. Nicky Platt, he went the wrong way, but and then gave the ball away. Michael Norton had made the run. Nicky Platt was looking left all the time when he should have looked right. The ball was through, and from attack to defence, FC United go, and Jones, and I think at this moment in time, if Jones wasn't in that centre-half position, we'd be in all sorts of trouble, more.
A tweet in from Team 74, Kilford was in the same Forest team as Roy Keane, that's how old he is.
Well, he looks as the ball's into the penalty, FC United need to defend it again. Stott does well. Second ball needs to be picked up, but again, FC United don't. It's Ledbetter. Back to Kilford now. Kilford back to Ledbetter. Ledbetter swings the ball to the back post. Lee Neville wins the header. Birch needs to. He had time there, but he's headed on to Norton. Again, hustled and bustled out of it. And FC United all the way back to the captain now. Looks for some support. Back to Wurstock. Takes a touch.
That's some pace, that back pass, though.
Halfway line, the ball goes. FC United trying to head it on there, but Norton wins the ball.
That's a terrible tackle.
Well, a free kick against.
It was over the ball.
Well, what was interesting there for me, it was a free kick and a yellow card for the number four, Paul Alexander. But he left his boot out there,
and
do you see what Norton did? He made sure his boot completely made contact with him, and he actually hurt himself with the process. That's an old head there, because he'd gone past him there. Ooh, ah! And he's hurt himself, got the player booked. It was a high challenge, but he could have ridden that challenge. Well done, Michael Norton.
He was the only one advance to that ball then, so fair enough.
He's done well there, Notts. FC United with the wins in the third minute of additional time here, and it's a free kick. Nicky Platt's about, it's a good 40 yards out, so I don't necessarily see a shot coming in here. Jerome Wright or Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt scoring on Tuesday, but Jerome Wright runs over the ball. Nicky Platt plays it to Jerome Wright, left hand side, and it's is it overhit? Yes, it is.
As training ground moves go, that was terrible.
Well, looks like my work's going to be cut out on Tuesday. I mean, I've got a lot of work defensively and now in attack.
Not Tuesday, you're going to Moscow on Tuesday with me.
Oh, they'll have to do without me then, won't they? Oh no, but the training session will be on the pitch. So, FC United at the moment, currently a goal down here. Goal on 19 minutes, 13 minutes, wasn't it? Yes, 13 minutes. And that is the end of the opening 45. Well, let's keep our eye on here, though, because I want to see the players all going in and nobody talking to the referee. Because the last thing you want is a player, similar to what happened on Tuesday, being booked or sent off.
I just don't see what he's actually done wrong. He's not done anything, really, has he? He's not been bad at all.
No, not at all. Well, he'll go off to some jeers and boos. Talking of jeers, nice to see Rangers getting beat by the team that are bottom of the third division yesterday. And as the boos echo around Gig Lane here for the referee, who hasn't had a bad game, to be honest at all, it's 1-0 to Kendall Town. And we'll be back after the short interlude and break. Keep it FC, keep it FC live. Until then, see you shortly.
FC UM Radio. FC Music United.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com. And, of course, the Armchair Army. And I'm now joined by Stato Paul.
Good afternoon.
There you are. Hello. To go through our thoughts on that half.
Now, disappointing, to say the least. The Wembley dream, I'm afraid, is fading fast unless we come good in this second half in a big way.
Yep.
We're a goal down. It could have been worse, to be honest. But a lot can change. It could be that Amadi comes on and we change the style again, because Norton's had no service at all up front, has he?
No. I mean, he's towards the end then he won that foul.
Yeah.
That purely came about because he was basically, the first time he got the ball in a while, and thought, right, I'll just drive this forward for a bit.
Yeah, he just thought, I might as well have a bit of a run here, and he got checked and won a free kick. But the service to him has been abysmal. The crossing and the passing from inside their half has been really poor.
I mean, we'll just touch on the goal from Kevin Ledbetter on 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Took a slight nick and
went over. 25 yards. And to be fair to him, it was speculative. It took a deflection and it just looped over Worsnop and into the top corner. It was a great goal. I mean, it's fair play to him. He's a bit of a villain of the piece, Ledbetter, and you probably noticed on the far side the fans have been giving him a bit of stick for going down easily. I think I might be right in saying he's the only player who's been sent off twice against us already.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
Right.
Playing for Skem in a playoff final here in 2008, and then at Marine he got sent off there as well in a game where they got two sent off.
Was Ledbetter the one who handballed it on the line at Skemmersdale? Was that the guy, or was it the other one?
No, it wasn't him. I think Ledbetter was sent off for dissent in both games.
Right.
That speaks volumes.
That's his forte.
Yeah. So that could come later.
And the story of that half, although it was very frantic, was just how good Kendall were at chasing down the ball.
Yeah. The one thing that Kendall are not frightened of us at all, because they've beaten us 7 out of 9 so far.
Yeah.
So their record is second to none against FC. I don't think anybody's got a better record. Radford used to.
Is it purely because their manager's got Kyle Magus's number on how to stop us playing
it
football?
It could be. I mean, they play a very straightforward style, I would say,
yes.
Kendall. They don't mess about. They don't string a lot of passes together in non-existent areas where you can't benefit from, which we sometimes do. They don't play keep ball, do they? Have you noticed?
No, they don't play keep
ball. They're rather direct.
Yes.
And we struggle to keep...
Not in a long ball sense. It's just get the ball to the right people.
Yeah, it's all about moving the ball quickly, isn't it? And they've got players out wide. They kind of stretched us in that half. They're very good at it, and they've done it again and again against us.
I mean, Swampy was saying that Birch needs to get more into the game. It just appears whenever he gets the ball, he's got two players around him.
They've pressed us really well in the middle of the field, and whether they can keep that for 90 minutes, that's the one question mark, maybe.
They
might tire a bit.
The openings that have come are in the times where they have pressed Birch, and Birch has managed to get the ball out, and obviously those two players who are pressing Birch are not in position anymore, and then Platt and Cottrell found the space, but we're not capitalising on that at all.
No, McGrath has struggled to get into the game a lot.
He's looking like every time the ball is a 50-50 or less. Not going. He's not getting stuck into that, is he? Really?
Yeah. We know he's had knee trouble, so you know that might be an issue with him. I don't know. He's missed 2-3 seasons. But,
I mean, what do we do?
Unfortunately, it's a rocker-free afternoon, so that option is not available to us.
So what have we got then? We've got Greg Daniels. He's not. He's a centre half, isn't he?
Midfield.
Midfield.
Yeah.
Matthew Carter.
Carter, centre back.
So Howley.
Howley's a goalkeeper.
Right. Okay.
Really, there's only a Mardy in terms of forward power on the bench.
So basically, that substitute bench is not set for a 1-0 down scenario, is it?
No, I mean, we could go route one again, like Mosley last Saturday, when we were 3 down, and basically decided to throw all the tactics out the window and just hoof it.
Yeah.
And through sheer weight of
numbers.
Pressure and numbers, and Mosley possibly taking it for granted at 3-0 that they'd won the game, we managed to get a foothold and got back in it.
I don't see Kendall doing that.
I don't see Kendall being as naive as that today, to be honest. So it's looking difficult. Margie's really got to work very hard, you know, in that half-time interval and try and work out how to get through this Kendall back five, I would say.
Didn't you say in your build-up notes to this that the third round is pretty much where Margie always struggles with? We get here very often, but don't go. I think we've only got through once, haven't we?
Well, the one time we did get beyond this stage,
yeah.
It's quite memorable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we got as far as the second round proper, but yeah, it's a bit of a watershed round this, not only prestige-wise, but also financially. The money is beginning to tot up at this stage of the competition, and obviously Kendall want the 7,500 from today's game as badly as we do.
Yeah. The question is, at the fourth round qualifying, that's when is that when the conference teams come in?
The conference teams come in at the next hit, yeah.
Okay. So potentially some good potential aways.
Good
there.
Aways, good money spinners. But at the moment we're a long way away.
Exactly.
From
that's the real disappointing thing, and the real, like, come on, that's
the way it's looking, we'll be putting our contractual obligation 11 out at Mosley on Tuesday night.
Well, that's a substitute bench, isn't it?
Yeah. Possibly one or two players in as a punishment.
The teams are now back out for the second half. Was there anything else to note about your stats that we've got?
No, our disciplinary record this season has been very good.
Jerome Wright's brimming, isn't it?
He's on the edge.
He's on the brink.
Yeah. We've already had two booked already. Norton and Cottrell got booked, so they've got to watch their step in this half. And they have Kendall had two injuries, interestingly.
Yeah, they've made two substitutions already.
They made two subs in the first 28 minutes, I think. But they've not looked like they've been weakened. They lost the left back to what looked like a bad hamstring tear. But they've plugged the gap, so, you know, fair play to them so far. They've coped with everything we've thrown at them.
The teams are out, the referees are not. But well, I'll let you get on, Paul.
Yes.
Thanks for that. Anything else to note?
Yeah, we should note it. We should comment on the referee, I think. He's coming out with his fluorescent bib as we speak.
Taking some stick, though, on Twitter as well. But it's
the main stand are giving him a lot of hassle. But I don't think he's had a particularly bad half myself.
I don't.
That's purely. But we see the game differently on this side of the pitch.
Yeah, it's colder.
Maybe.
It's colder on
and
this side.
And it's alcohol free as well, maybe. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate. So you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. New Order is now off the PA, so I can turn up the atmosphere, the atmosphere, rather. And Swamper, I've just seen running. That's a rare occurrence there. Teams are unchanged from the way they went off, so no magic substitutions from Marge so far, but we'll let you know. The FC team, John Worsnop, Carl Jacobs, Lee Neville, Dave Birch, Adam Jones, Dean Stott, Phil McGrath, Jake Cottrell, Mike Norton, Jerome Wright and Nicky Platt. Currently they're 1-0 down here in this FA Cup third round qualifying match. Don't forget, email station@fcumradio.co.uk. Twitter at FCUM Radio, and don't forget Facebook, and of course the text number 0161 850 1878. Is that better?
Was what better?
Whatever's just happened.
The warmth on the other side of the ground is beautiful. I've just been told that the penalty was a clear penalty.
Which penalty?
And we didn't get.
Oh, really?
And the referee on that side has been absolutely atrocious. But we're back in play. FC United find themselves a goal down here. Second half, live and exclusive always from FC Radio, ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And FC United trying to pick up the ball in the middle of the park again, but the three men around Birch and Ledbetter, who's been quality all afternoon, hold on to the ball. Strong challenge this time by Birch, wins the ball, two players around Birch, and they get themselves a throw-in.
Statel Paul reminded us at half time that Ledbetter has been sent off against FC twice. He was the guy at Skelmersdale.
He was
sent
indeed.
Sent off for dissent.
Well, FC United of Manchester, a lot of work to do in this second half. Headed on there by Jerome Wright, who picks the ball outside the penalty area. The ball's in there now, making a nuisance of himself. For Jerome Wright, first time shot comes in. He deflects off a player and out for a corner ball. It is indeed.
Red Bull on Twitter. Any particular reason you haven't got me to 300 followers yet? I come dressed as King Leodonis in anticipation.
Well, corner ball for FC United. They keep it on this near touchline. Floats in towards the back post. A decent ball there. Oh, Jones, it just clicks off his head. And Danny Williams tries to clear his lines. And it took a bit of Jerome Wright in that, to be honest. Jerome Wright down injured at the moment. The ball's back in the penalty area towards the back post. Keeper gets up and does really well. Good click. Good.
I've been flagged.
Well, that's interesting because Jerome Wright was injured from a challenge from Danny Williams. And Danny Williams now down injured and clutching his ankle. And that looks like a sore one.
I've been flagged by a sponsor. I pronounced it King Leonidas. No, I didn't. Leonidas? Leodonis, I can pronounce it. It's Leonidas.
What is?
What I was meant to read out.
Oh,
I've got no idea who that is, but then again, I only did classics at A level. So.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a plus point. You can certainly live in Didsbury with doing A level in classics.
Apparently, some 300. I think that's something to do with Sparta or the Corinthians or something.
That's right, yes. Well, you see, your card is being marked now in a positive way for Didsbury.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got a breaking play, ladies and gentlemen. On the far left-hand side, it's Danny Williams, the ex-FC United player, down injured, getting some treatment. Two substitutions already made by... and four substitutions been made by Kendall Town. Let me give you the teams again.
I've already done it.
Have you?
on the forum, someone's posted to say that the Kendall team is horrible, time wasters, cynical foulers, and good at the long ball. The ref is falling for every trick that's happening from Kendall this afternoon. I don't think he is.
Listen,
am I missing something?
We played Kendall Town on numerous occasions and know exactly how they play football. They've always been tough tackling. They've always put themselves in. They've always left the foot in. They've always, when needed, to play football, but they can mix it up. We know these things, so therefore we have to adapt in that same way. The referee obviously has to protect both sets of players, but at the same time, for me, not doing a bad job, to be honest. But again, it is the game is all about opinions, and FC United concede a free kick.
I have got breaking news.
Go on.
The women's team it's full time.
Been beaten.
No, 2-2. What does that mean?
It means they drew.
What does that mean? 2-2? That's lame. But they didn't pay for that.
Well, it's a free kick and Ledbetter will take it. Chips it down to the left-hand side. Balls it in. It's a nice ball as well. Jones needs to clear his lines. He does exactly that. I mean, FC shirt needs to pick it up, but the number 9 does really well. Good footwork outside the box there. Goes past one, goes past two. Spreads the ball left-hand side. First-time shot comes in. And it didn't merit. The shot didn't merit the quality of work.
Good build-up, that.
From the number 9, who was impressive there, was Scott Harris. Got good footwork outside the penalty area. FC United start again. It's Birch on this near touchline again. It's a poor ball by Birch. And a strong challenge by Lee Neville, and it needed to, because Birch then completely sold his defender down the river. FC United now, right outside, start the building again. It's lost though, and FC United's Gerard trying to win the ball back. The ball's high in the air. Stott wins it. Good strong header by Stott, and then a free kick.
Another thing we're talking about at half-time was the fact that our substitute bench is not geared for a 1-0 down scenario.
Well, the thing is, we don't know a great deal about Daniels, about Matthew Carr. We know about Cedric, we know about Scott. I mean, Amadi can come on, and this kind of game, he needs to be strong. He'd come on, he could do something, I tell you. You know, I said at the beginning of the game, it'll be Tuesday night, we'll be playing at Kendall Town in the... And I was only joking with that, but it might well be the case if we get anything out of this game at the moment. But Lee Neville now, left-footed, swings the ball high towards the penalty area. It's not particularly well dealt with by the goalkeeper, but they clear the lines, and FC United again. Cottrell swings the ball down the right-hand side for Jerome Wright. Can he keep it in play? Well, he does, but picked up by Williams. Now Mason, the number 12, cuts inside. Nice play, looks across, swings the ball. It's a nice ball again. And that's a number 9 again. He's a trickier player, is this young lad.
Scott Harris plays the ball inside. Ledbetter again, he's led the line superbly well this afternoon. And FC United trying to put the pressure on. And they do enough there, so they lose the ball. Nice turn there by McGrath.
Have you noticed as well from
Rory Winters?
From our chat last week with Daz Lyons, they've switched the wingers this half. It's worked, hasn't it?
Well, you see, what we say happens the following week. As Nicky Platt now plays the ball across to his captain, still in their own half at the moment. Birch plays the ball right hand side towards Norton. And Jerome Wright trying to get beyond Danny Williams, but pulls his shirt and a free kick conceded. And if you just joined us, it's 1-0 to Kendall Town, going 13 minutes. Ledbetter the scorer, an absolute corker of a goal outside of his right boot. Good 25-30 yards, swinging outside top left hand corner of John Worsnop goal. Nothing he could do, and that's the story of the game so far. Headed away though by West United this time. Cotchwell needs to pick the ball up, not literally, because that would be a free kick.
Happy handball, yeah.
And good, he tries to close left, but again Kilford closing down the space, and FC United can't get around their half at the moment. Kendall Town find themselves a goal up here, and value for it, stealing a few yards of number two there, and then a poor touch allows FC United to regroup and start again. Lee Neville looking for a bit of movement, plays inside to Birch. Birch back to Neville. Neville plays the ball back to Stock. 20 yards. FC start again. Another substitution shortly from FC United. I think Amadi might be the man that comes on to try and change things around. Flicks on by Jerome Wright. Nice flick there. Plays it in now to Norton. Norton to Platt. Platt to Cottrell. Left foot. Beautiful ball outside to Lee Neville. Can Lee Neville swing this ball in? He's got Cottrell for company again. Cottrell will take over. Plays it inside now to Birch. Birch shooting distance, but it's being closed down. It holds the ball well. Back to Cottrell. Back to
have a dig.
Ball chipped to back post. Now, not the best of balls by Birch there. With an opportunity for a shot there, but Norton will take over. Got two players around him. A strong challenge and a throw in. To
you don't want Norton on the wing there, Kendall, trying to put the ball in, do you?
Not at all, no. But FC United then go to a 4-4-2.
And Platt or Cottrell or Birch.
To be honest, the thing about Cottrell is he's got endeavour and he'll run around the pitch all day, so he gives you that additional help when needed. As Jerome Wright does well this time, plays it in now to Dickie Platt. Neville will take over. Jerome Wright comes to this left hand side now. Chips the ball towards the back. That's a great ball. Nicky Platt header. Oh, and Nicky Platt got in front of his defender there and should have done better, really. He's guided the ball wide of the post. And for me, well, it looks like perhaps it's going to be Jake Cottrell coming off. And I would probably keep going.
I think you go with Birch, wouldn't you?
I think, well, Cottrell's coming off, just noticed. And Amadi's coming on. But what that does now is it means Birch's going to have to work even harder in the middle. And I'm not sure whether that's, for me, the right thing, but we'll have to see. 4-4-2 now. It was always going to be someone for the midfield going. Whether or not that was the right decision, only time will tell.
Oh. Somewhat. Aidan just trying to put a spider in my hand.
Did he?
I thought it was money.
You do realise it's a prerequisite that you have to have several spiders living with you in Didsbury. It's part of their environmental programme. You realise that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So get used to it, brother.
Or sister.
No.
Don't suppress me.
It's not me suppressing you, it's Didsbury. Didsbury will suppress you. Lentils, hummus, couscous. Oh, it's... So actually, I've made that change and they have a free kick, and it's going to be John Worsnop to take it. Hits the ball high into the penalty area, the ball goes. Jones can't win the header. Jerome Wright heads it back goal bound, but it's only picked up by a black and white shirt. And Jerome Wright charging the ball down there, nothing more than a throw in, but two Kendall, but FC at least in the right half at the moment. Plenty of time to get back into this game.
Bellsworth has been in touch with my English teacher to let me know that it's Lee Oni Das.
Is that German?
Yeah. And he did not captain Corinthians in the FA Cup.
Throwing down this near touchline. Jerome Wright
wins the ball, but it's another throw in. Working hard, Jerome, on this left hand side. Ledbetter. Birch again. Blimey, net referee, do you realise we've got earphones on? As they book in is for persistent fouling, I think that's what he's going to say, the referee. Persistent fouling throughout the afternoon. And Birch will go into the book. And it's a free kick, basically on the halfway line, in about 8 inches into the FC half.
Oh, the referee's got no eyebrows.
Ball's chipped down the right hand side of FC United. Lee Neville deals with that superbly well. They'll put a ball, nice ball. Amadi's first opportunity to get beyond the number four. But he does superbly well. But then gives the ball away, does the number four there, Paul Alexander. And Jerome Wright now can take over. Plays it back to Lee Neville. Neville plays it back in his own half to Jones. Jones across to Stott. Jacobs is far right. And he takes the ball on now. Plays the ball up. It's a poor ball, really. And picked up by the number 60. He's the only man there at the moment. But that's a lovely weighted ball. And Lee Neville will have to be on his metal here, because the number 9 charging this down. But he was indeed on his metal. And then cleared by Worsnop. Headed on by Jerome Wright. Nice header there from Jerome Wright. Amadi now. Plays the ball inside to Nicky Platt. Nicky Platt in shooting range. First time shot comes in. And it was a weak shot, really. Could have done better. But encouraging, nice touch by Amadi. Better than his first touch on Tuesday, which was a throw-in. And Lee Neville, poor control by Neville, and again the 16. Chris Mason trying to put FC United under pressure. It's back to Worsnop. Worsnop there, cleans his lines again. Up goes McGrath, doesn't win the header. And then the number 16 is in an onside position, but the ball falls into the arms of Worsnop. Looking for some support there. Worst not someone to deliver the ball to. And he's hit it down this near touchline towards Jerome Wright, who doesn't win the header. And then Jones picks up the ball with a nice cushion header there to Neville. Neville hits the ball towards Amadi, but good defending again. Amadi, though, gets an opportunity down the left-hand side now. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? Looking for some support. Just up on the penalty area. Puts the ball across field. And he's hit that with some venom there, and there's appeals from FC United that it came off a defender, or perhaps even a push. I can't quite see what they're asking about, but it's a throw-in on the far side now to Kendall Town. And now, in a moment, to relax and tie my shoelace on this balmy afternoon here in the FA Cup. FC United and Manchester nil, Kendall Town 1 currently, as FC win the ball. Amadi goes up for the header and heads it out for a throw-in to Kendall. I think it was a slight push in the back there, and he's headed the opposite way in Kendall Town. Well, they'll slow this game down as and when they need to. They get the ball and play it around as and when they also need to, and at the moment they're pretty just worthy of this 1-0 advantage that they've got to come away from home. Poor league form, but that's not proving to be the case at this moment here at Gig Lane. They find themselves as a goal up, 13 minutes for goal came. Prior to that, the crossbar had been hit. The 12th man's definitely needed for the last third of this game, as Norton now plays it to Platt. Platt has Lee Neville to his left hand side. Neville now. Jerome slips, but then back on his feet, left footed now. Can Jerome get the ball to penalty? That's a good ball.
And ball!
Ball there, surely. Penalty to FC United. I have to say,
it was a tough one, but it was handball.
I have to say, that is fortuitous, to say the very least.
We both appealed for it.
I appealed for it because you shouted first. I didn't think that was worthy of a penalty. Jerome's whipped the ball in, and it's hit the player, opposed to the player meeting the ball on 60 minutes for FC United to have a lifeline. So, is it stopped? Who's going to step up and take it? 60 minutes on the clock. Can FC United get back into this game? Dean Stott normally drill it straight down the middle. He steps up, does exactly that, and it's a goal, and FC United are right back in this game. Dean Stott stood up like a man, and he's hit it straight into the back of the onion net, and FC United find themselves on level terms on 61 minutes here
And the FA Cup is still alive and kicking at Gig Lane. And well, what have Kendall got? Because once FC United do get a sniff, ordinarily they work tirelessly hard and are always dangerous once they've got the crowd behind them. It's a great big place in London and they call it Wembley. Well, it's a throw into FC United and it's going to be one of Jerome Wright's specials.
What a foul throw.
Well, the referee hasn't given him, so we're happy with that, and he'll launch this into the penalty area. It's a lovely throw. Jones is up for it, but the captain wins the header. Platt, I should say, not Platt, Birch was appealing for a penalty there, sorry, for a handball, but the referee said no, it's an offside decision.
Well, what's he giving here? I don't think it is offside, is it? He's giving a foul. The linesman's giving a foul, but we don't know what for. He's called the ref over anyway.
There's a handball, they're saying, there somewhere. Referee's got over and spoken to him. And what will the referee give? We're waiting. And waiting. And waiting. And what are we doing now?
What's going on here?
Not quite sure.
He's giving a free kick to FC. One presumes for the handball.
But the linesman's flag from the other side of the half for a free kick that FC United have now got 10 yards outside the penalty area on the far right hand side. I do not understand that in any way, shape or form, but this is Jerome Wright territory for me. He could whip this in. The wall's up. Jerome Wright strikes the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball. Ball's out there.
Oh,
it's cleared.
On.
Only as far as Amadi, is it? No, he can pick up the second ball though. Plays it back to Nicky Platt. Platt now gets beyond the 16 too easily, Mason. But there's Ledbetter, and he's just come back, taken Nicky Platt away from the ball. Great bit of defending from the centre forward, Ledbetter. But FC United have the ball again. It's sprayed down this near touchline. It's a poor ball by the captain. And then, well, there's five Kendall shirts on the halfway line. And then they've got a touch of the FCs about them in the first half, haven't they, all of a sudden?
All of a sudden.
Lee Neville will take this.
We're playing with a bit more pace now. Since that
we've got to the 4-4-2. We've got the penalty. And FC United now, Jones goes past one. Limping though. Caught on the back of the ankle there is Jones. And that, he's in some pain there. It was a number 7, Alex Randall, I think. He just not necessarily studded him, but he just clips his ankles, and Jones wants a little bit of afters there. I think the referee is going to deal with it, and it's a yellow card, I think, for the number 7 there, Alex Randall.
So what would you rather have, Kendall on Tuesday or Mosley?
Truth be known, neither. But it'll be either or. It's 1-1 at the moment. No doubt we'll get to Kendall. It'll be glorious sunshine, and as soon as the game kicks off, it'll pour down. But when I say pour down, it'll be just torrential. Free kicks to FC United though. Halfway line, Jerome Wright's going to take it. Hits the ball towards the right hand side of Mardy, can't get on the end of it. And then Birch wins the header, but a lot of work needed for the captain to keep all in play, and he does exactly that. Swings the ball down the right hand side. Amadi. Throw into Kendall.
Amadi's one of them tall players that even if the ball landed on his head, he'd struggle to get on the end of it, isn't he?
Well, he's got a job to do this afternoon here. Now he's come on in place of Cottrell.
That's on ball.
And FC United clear the lines. And the captain there does really well. And then hits the ball high over the top. There's an onside decision against Mason the 16, but Dean Scott surveys the area, wins the ball, plays up towards Michael Norton now. Norton, late challenge on Norton, but FC have the ball. Referee says play on. Birch hits the ball across to Jerome Wright, keeps it in superbly well, and now holds the ball just on the corner flag on this near touchline. Lee Neville's there, but the right foot, he chips the ball in.
Oh,
Nicky
Platt should do better than that.
what Nicky Platt there had more time than he realised. He could have chested that down perhaps even in a shot, but he's cushioned header straight to the goalkeeper Dukeson. But Lee Neville has to head the ball out for a throw-in. So wherever you are around the world, it's a goal apiece. 13 minutes for Kendall to strike. A wonderful goal by Ledbetter, and FC United equalise on 60 minutes with a penalty from FC United centre half. And then FC concede, I must say centre half, that's Dean Stott. But FC United again concede a free kick in a silly position. It's on this near touch line, about 10 yards in from the line.
Why are there little spiders everywhere?
There is today, isn't there?
What's going on?
It's lovely, like, little creatures and bugs everywhere.
Don't
Ben,
like
can you make yourself useful and make us a coffee? Thanks, love. Ledbetter's with a tennis left footed. This will be a decent delivery, and it is exactly that towards the back post. It's headed away though by Lee Neville. Can Ledbetter get on the end of it? Yes, he can. First time shot comes in, it deflects it for FC Shirt. And it'll
should
go out for a throw in.
They
keep it in play, just the number nine, Harris. Harris plays it to Randall. Randall right footed now, hits the ball. It's a great ball, headed away. Body as far as number six. Kilford, first time shot by Kilford. Well, was going well wide, and FC United could try and put the ball on the halfway line, but McGrath this time, ball just bounced over him, and Kendall just having a little bit of dominance, but an opportunity now for FC United to break. It's well played there by the captain. Plays a lovely ball through the middle there. Can Amadi get on the end of it? The number 12 comes across and clears his lines. I don't know what he's complaining about. It was a decent ball there. Needs to be on your toes, young man. It's Lee Neville now. Play simple to feet. McGrath's on the far side in acres of space, the ball exactly goes there, but it's telegraphed too much. But then a good strong challenge there from Danny Williams, and here come Kendall Town. There's a man overlap at the back post here, and FC United have to make sure,
take the ball with you mate,
that they get back in numbers. But the number 11 came to the rescue for FC United. That's the Kendall number 11, because his miscontrol allowed FC United to regroup. But they have the throw-in, and Dean Stott gets in the way, wins the ball outside his foot to Amadi. Now Amadi over the halfway line, right hand side. Here he goes, two players around him. Can he get beyond the number four? Yes, he does. Great ball, and is it straight into the arms of the keeper though? Well, that's better from Amadi.
Yeah, that's better.
A bit of pace there, not a bad delivery.
Keeper could have easily spilt that.
Needs it with some venom and some pace. One apiece here, proper FA Cup tie. And as Jones wins the header to McGrath. McGrath now plays it across to his captain, who cuts inside and gets himself a throw in. No, I do want a coffee though.
Alright, I'll make you a coffee.
Well, you could have said yes at the beginning, and it was a simple request. Jones marauding over the halfway line, plays it to Lee Neville. He carries on his run though. Amadi's in the penalty area as well, but Lee Neville decides to go alone. Plays it across now to Jacobs. Jacobs right footed. Charge down, and FC United has to be careful here because he's out of position, and it's the number 12 on the ball now. Ben Fishwick cuts inside, it's in his own half at the moment, but he'll try and swerve this ball from right to left, or left to right I should say, but Lee Neville was equal to it. Now Nicky Platt looks up and then passed it straight to the captain of Kendall for some reason. That's beautiful.
You don't take sugar, do you?
Oh, frothy as well. No, that's great, thank you.
Don't know the secret of that froth.
No, I don't actually. Let me just drink it. Ball's given away. It's picked up by the number four for Kendall. Plays it back to Danny Williams in the left back position. Left footed, hits it down. Only as far as Stott. Pushing it by Stott's a nice one. So his captain plays it out to Birch. Birch hurriedly passes the ball down the right hand side for Amadi. Amadi being hustled and bustled by the number four, but does superbly well there, Amadi. Two players around him.
Oh, he was looking for that.
And then throws himself to the floor, and there was not a chance on earth that the referee was going to fall for that one. But he's actually come a handful, 70 minutes on the clock, 20 minutes or so to go. And if it remains like this, well, it's Kendall calling Tuesday evening. The Manchester Premier Cup will have to wait another day. It's Jerome Wright now. But let's kill this off now. It's Nicky Platt, 15 yards outside the penalty area. So he's in Jerome Wright, dead centre now. Jerome, first time shot.
Oh, what a save.
What a save by the goalkeeper. That was dipping, looping, swinging, bending. You name it, it did it. It's a corner ball. Jerome Wright there, superb. Equal to it, though, was Dootson as the corner comes in. Nicky Platt. That's a nice ball towards the back post. Jones! Goal! Lovely delivery. Jones was there. Thank you very much. The SK six man. Bang at the back of the net. Adam Jones. That's where you want him. He's been magnificent all afternoon. His second goal of the season. He gave us 10 last year. And FC United find themselves 2-1 here at home. And a substitution is going to be Cedric Crewe coming on and making way for Cedric Crewe. It looks like it's going to be McGrath. And I think that substitution was coming regardless of the goal, because he was sort of stripped off ready.
Well, that is frightening. Sat on a plane waiting to take off at Los Angeles, just let out a loud yes when the goal went in. Now he's getting evil eyes.
Well, you tell him, if anyone gives you evil eyes, coming to see me. If the captain wants to have a word, not a problem. Well, a towering header from FC United. Quality Adam Jones there. His father's here this afternoon, and now FC United again. It's Amadi. He runs up to the Kendall defence. The ball gets stuck under his feet a little bit. He plays it to Crewe now. Back to Amadi. A late challenge on Amadi there, but FC have the ball, and the referee then eventually says no. No advantage. FC have a free kick, and again in a dangerous position. The referee won't have a word with Alex Randall. He's already been booked as Randall, so he's got to be careful.
How's your coffee look? Is that alright?
Coffee is it's not bad. Talking of coffee, have you seen the Costa advert?
Yeah, it's quite good.
It's fantastic. I thought it was a Cadbury's Dairy Milk advert at first. FC United though, Jerome Wright, dangerous position to whip this ball in. It's a decent ball. It's all right. Not beat the first man, unfortunately.
He
gets another
though.
Chance though again. The outside of his foot towards Adam Jones. Adam Jones offside though. And that's unlucky there, because Adam Jones stayed in a decent position. Dean Stott. Well, led better there. Led into to Stott. And I think he's winded there. And it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. So, well, FC United find themselves 2-1 up here. £7,500 is the prize, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go through the square in the middle, you can win a holiday as well. It's not about the money though, is it?
No, it's about the second.
Well, it is actually, isn't it? It's all about the money. No, what made her such a prolific, I'm brilliant at everything? She sang that song.
Some TV producer.
And basically, she is now... Anyway.
You're right. She's got a cuddle.
No, I don't want a cuddle. I'll wait till I go home and have a cuddle. I'm going to have me haggis. Napes and tatties.
Don't know what that means. Anyway.
It's food. You will be allowed that in Digby, by the way. As the ball ships high down the far left-hand side, and FC United's captain will pick this up. And let it just roll out for a corner. For a throw-in. So how many minutes left on the clock, boys?
We're on the 74th minute.
Carlos is off. Oh, he's not on. He's injured, by the way. I spoke to him earlier on, as Nicky Platt now plays the ball to Cedric Crewe. So over the halfway line they go. Have Kendall got anything else to offer? Because FC United are certainly going to the 4-4-2, looking the better of the two teams. Plays it to Nicky Platt outside the penalty. He switches the ball to Jerome Wright. Left hand side, drill it, son, drill it. He does exactly that. But unfortunately,
always rising.
Was indeed. Just join us wherever you are around the world. As always, FC United Live bringing you what could only be described as talking about football nonsense.
Is that last substitution, this?
Ian Kilford coming off, and who is it coming on, did you say then?
Naim El Harati.
Oh, brilliant. Naim El Harati. He's the lad who plays for somebody other than Kendall Town. I'll just get back to my gantry position as Jerome Wright now left footed swings a lovely ball to Michael Norton right hand side. What can Norton do? Amadi's in there.
He's looking for some support. He wants to hold the ball up. He plays it across to Birch. Birch now. Can he get the ball? He gets a corner. It's amazing what a simple change in tactics, i.e. going to 4-4-2, can do.
It's true. That is amazing.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line. For dreams, we can dream, can't we? Can we dream of the FA Cup first round, can we? Is it too early to dream? Not when we score from this to make it three. As the ball's into the penalty, and towards the back post, the ball goes. And Jones, this time, was dealt with by Mark Joseph, the captain, who dispatched him with some aplomb. And a goal kick. Come up to the 75-minute mark. What are your thoughts, Ben?
It's a lot nicer now, a lot calmer. I'm happy that I'm going to Mosley, not Kendall, at the moment, anyway.
Dean Scott in a battle there, wins the ball, halfway line though, but it's picked up by Kendall Town. And this time again, FC United's captain does superb well, Jerome Wright. That's a lovely, weighted, lofted ball down the right-hand side for Norton. But good defending again there.
And I don't think that was a foul.
That's experience gaining that free kick there. And that's what Norton brings.
No, it was the referee.
No, the referee gave it, but anyway. You won't be able to get away with that kind of back chat in Didsbury, you know. Back chat is forbidden. Sudoku is highly encouraged, though. Jerome right now, a great opportunity to get a decent ball in as well. He does exactly that. That's a lovely floating ball. Water with back post.
Oh,
it's cleared off the line. And it...
Oh, Jones got in the way.
Well, great defending from Adam Jones there. The ball's going to the bottom corner. And Adam Jones defends it superbly. The only problem is, it's at the wrong end of the pitch. But FC have a corner. And that was Michael Norton, who's not from Gorton. But another corner for FC United. This third will kill the game off. Platt takes it towards the back post. It goes. Oh, Jones nearly was up again there, but it was good defending by the crew. Far side, can he get the ball in the penalty area? But he's a bit of trickery. Sprays the ball across, and it's only as far as Kendall's shirt.
He was trying.
And then they clear the lines, and he split the defence with a beautiful pass.
Oh, good tackle.
Across came, stops.
Crew was so, trying so hard then not to hit that ball with his left foot.
But FC United, a bit of defending to do. And Kendall Town, really. Since FC United have got to that 4-4-2, have not been able to nullify FC's midfield. They've been working hard. There's two men up for FC United, Norton and Amadi. And I think the penalty, perhaps a little bit lucky to get, but that sort of like kicked FC on. And certainly since that, they haven't been the better of the two teams. But defending to do as the ball's in the penalty area. Up goes Joe, and he backheads it.
Oh.
Ooh, over the bar from one end of the ground to the other end of the ground. He could have scored two. One in the wrong net and one in the other net.
Coming up to 79 minutes.
79 minutes. Ah, it was a good year. What was the winning ticket, by the way? Anyone know the fair share draw thing? FC United have to deal with this corner ball now. Right footed, going to be swung in there. This is a decent ball towards the back post, is it? No, Jones does really well. He ushers out the captain, Mark Joseph, as Joseph did in the last corner for FC United.
Should be said as well, Kendall brought a decent turnout today, I think, compared to recent away attendances.
When you say decent, you can count them.
I know, but that's
does that constitute decent now?
Well, recently there have been less away supporters here than that, so they've done quite well coming down here on a Sunday, don't you think?
Yes.
Good.
It's FC United. Jones
got on the same page.
Mardy can't get in the end of it, but he'll fall kindly for Mardy. Second time rings on his chest, plays a nice little touch to Birch, who then tries to bring in Cedric Crewe, and the number four will have to work. And Crewe got stabbed his foot round. Cedric, who's on 80 minutes, one of the lads that played for FC United as a young lad, and went to Trafford as Mardy tries to tackle himself there, but plays a nice ball in eventually to Crewe. Through right hand side down to Jacobs now has got the two players around him, but he must hold the ball back to Crewe. It goes handball. Referee surely no, says play on, and they come away with the ball to Kendall Town, far left hand side. Strong challenge there though by Stott, and the ball through the middle now, and Ledbetter, who's got quality and pace, can't get beyond the man mounting the Duncan Edwards of FC United,
Adam Jones. 10 minutes to go, plus any additional time. Is FC United a match to 2? Kendall Town 1, FC United coming from behind. Uwer misses, as they do quite often. Especially on a Sunday. Get you. But FC United have to defend this again, because it'll be a big throw in. Similar to what Jerome does. It's in the penalty area. Up goes Jones, wins the header. And then cleared by FC United's Jerome Wright, but it's picked up by Kendall Town. Chip the ball through the middle, but this will be easy for FC United's goalkeeper today, John Worsnop, between the sticks because of the one match ban for Spencer, the chicken rustler of Cheadle. As Birch, halfway line, does well there, plays it back to Stock. Stock being hustled and bustled, can't afford to lose it there, plays it all the way back, simple and safe. That's what you need, that's what he did. And then a great clearance from FC United's Worsnop, who, to be honest, hasn't had a save to make in the second half. 1-2 between Jerome right there and Lee Neville, and a nice ball from Lee Neville. It's weighted, it's nicely cushioned and caught by the keeper. Headed on there by Ledbetter. They're going the route one now more than anything. They desperately want to try and get something out of this game, because the long periods of the first 45 minutes belong to Kendall Town, and Leicester United getting a penalty, a handball decision given against the defender. The ball was whacked into him, and well, from that moment, FC haven't looked back, to be honest, and they've been the better of the two teams. But cup football, anything can happen to players collide with the heads. It's Birch and Scott Harris.
We were saying before about Cottrell going off instead of Birch. I think Birch has played well since it went 4-4-2.
Well, the 4-4-2 has opened up the midfield a little bit, and there's more room there to manoeuvre and work, and he's been able to do his passing game, bring more into it.
We've had it was Kenny G.
Kenny G?
Yeah.
He was a singer with a beard.
Didn't he? He's been in touch.
Has he?
Yeah.
The singer with a beard? Hey!
What do you reckon... Oh, this is for you to count people again. What do you reckon the attendance is today? Second question, has it been announced yet? Third question, is the main stand full? Fourth question, I take it the MRE is closed today?
Does he talk like that?
No, he does if he's asking a question, and they've all, each line has a question mark at the end of it. So there's some questions for you.
Today's crowd, somewhere in the region of around about 1,378.
And has that been announced yet?
It has now. I just announced it.
And is the main stand full?
It's fullish, yes.
And is the MRE closed?
It certainly is.
I hope we've answered all your questions today, Kenny.
Was it a fourth question?
Thank you for getting in touch.
No fourth question.
That was four questions.
Oh, was it? All right. Maths was never my strong point, in all fairness. But I know how to make 15 go into 30. Anyway, as the ball's back with Stott, heads it beautifully to his goalkeeper.
There was three further questions which I missed off the email.
Well, perhaps we could answer them as well.
We will do shortly in the break of play, Kenny, so don't panic. Nope.
Norton heads a ball on, but only as far as the number four for Kendall Town. He plays a nice ball in. Danny Williams there, 1-2 with 11, and Ledbetter link well, but Jones is there again, and then Jacobs mops up. Worsnop hits the ball over the halfway line. It's flicked on from Norton, and well, there was an offside decision against FC United's Amadi, but the referee allowed play to continue. And they chip the ball, and again, that's a great ball, because it's a twisty turny ball. You don't want that as a defender. And Lee Neville's done well to get his head on that, and it's out for a throw in. And 5 minutes to go of this 90 minutes. FC United currently leading by 2-1. And don't forget, this game's as always brought to you by constructivecorner.com and the Armchair Army. I'm waiting for you now.
I've got no time to read it out now. I did have time when I went
there's a throw in to Kendall. It's going to be taken by Mark Joseph, the captain. It's a big throw into the penalty area, cleared by Jones, but picked up again by Joseph gets the ball into the penalty area. FC need to defend that. It's fallen kindly by number 9, but then poor bit of control there by Scott Harris, and then they had the ball back again. It's on their own halfway line though, and it's with Randall.
Randall gets closed down there by Birch, superbly, and then Norton halfway line. Two players around him, doesn't give the ball away, and then a lovely pass there by Birch. Jerome Wright to kill the game off. He's cut inside, now he needs to shoot. Come on, son, put it in.
A ball!
Penalty,
red card.
Penalty, red card, I'm afraid. But you know what? Don't send him off. Oh, don't send him off. You've got the penalty. Well, Jerome Wright, a lovely ball by Birch, split the defence.
Jerome Wright
ran onto the ball, looked like he should have a first time shot, cut back inside, and then ran through a gap, and then swatted the ball. It was in the back of the net, basically, but the defender came across and handballed it, and that was a penalty.
And it's Paul Alexander going off. Amadi left that for Jerome Wright.
To be honest,
well, very
he hasn't been
play.
Great, has he, today? See what I've done there?
No, walk us through it.
Paul Alexander.
Yeah?
He's not been great.
Right. Why? What do you mean?
I think you know what I mean. And that kind of attitude won't get you into Didsbury.
Stott's going to take this anyway.
Up he steps. 3-0, 1. Well, you know what? You can always bet on Dean Stott. That's that right, though. You know what? You can always bet on Dean Stott. Penalty taker extraordinaire. 87th minute for FC United, and they are going into the next draw, the next round of the draw. £7,500, ladies and gentlemen. Well, super.
And a chance of a caravan.
That's a different quiz show, that.
Oh,
get it wrong again. Well, down to 10 men for the last few minutes of this game at Kendal Town, and FC United of Manchester, well, really, really put him to the sword in this second half. Another substitution for FC United imminent.
Kenny G, I've got you an answer, an official answer of 1,186 today's attendance.
Oh, I was unlucky there. Ball the outsider's foot by Birch, and it's going to be Greg Daniels coming on, making his, well, it says Greg Daniels on here, but today with FC United's numbering, who knows? Michael Norton's going off, I know that. Kendal Town now just playing out time more than anything else as the ball's flipped down the right hand side. If that was meant, that was genius. If it wasn't, that was comedy genius. One of the two. I'm not mentioning the player, but jumping through the ball as FC United halfway line, challenged there by Nicky Platt, only as far as the number 7 Randall left footed. That's a lovely, lovely ball. Opportunity at the back post there. Can he get the ball across? Yes, he can. And the 16 there doesn't do the ball justice, because that was a delightful, delicious ball.
More questions from Kenny G. Does anyone know if there's going to be any more news about the ground on Monday? We know. No, it'll be later on in the week.
There'll be more news. If you were listening earlier on, you'd know there's not more news, but the news that we've got isn't good news. Or is it bad news? Who knows?
It's just news. He takes it, the ground will not be ready for Moston for next season.
Not.
We don't know that either.
Well, it's Michael Norton coming off, as I said, and it looks like the number 16, Greg Daniels, making his debut.
Can you listen to the podcast next week of This Club Is My Club? All the news is in there.
There's Greg Daniels making his debut for FC United of Manchester. Being bloodied in the last minute or two.
James Lawson suggests that 3-0-1, is that a new formation?
Yeah. Well, it's worse not a minute of normal time, and then any additional that the referee has suggested. As the ball's down the right hand side, it's a throw into FC United, is it? No, the ball's still in place with the captain now. He looks up, chips the ball nonchalantly, won by the number 5 and captain, who I think has had a decent game this afternoon, and Jerome Wright concedes a free kick. Well, man of the match this afternoon, boys, has to be,
I don't know, you know.
You don't?
Do you know?
Yes, I certainly do. As the ball is into FC's penalty area.
Are you going with Jones?
With a strong header there. This time, the referee suggests it's a free kick.
You're going to go with Jones?
Am I going to go with Jones?
Or Stott?
Stott scored 2 from the penalty spot. He's on a hat-trick, imagine. He get 3 penalties in a game. Kenny G can ask the question, yeah. FC United got to protect this 3-1 lead at the moment, but it's a free kick. And it is 8 yards outside the penalty area.
dangerous spot.
Just slightly left of centre, and I would suggest that Ledbetter is the man to take this. And Ledbetter. No, it's not. It's left to the skipper. And let's be honest.
It's the C in BFC.
I think Ledbetter might have been the obvious choice there for that free kick to be taken. But if you just joined us, where have you been? You have missed an absolute epic FA Cup encounter where FC United have gained £7,500, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. And are through to the next round of the FA Cup. The draw will be tomorrow about 11:30.
We'll follow it on Twitter.
You can follow it on Twitter.
FCUM Radio.
You can, yeah, indeed.
We'll cover it.
You can go to the Facebook page, you'll be on there. Oh, it's everywhere. It's FC United pressing and pressing and pressing. And that's what they've done in the second half. They've been certainly the far better team. And Kendall Town will feel themselves not aggrieved, really, to go away with nothing, because the better the two teams have come out on top here this afternoon. Chelsea won't be happy, but to be honest, he supports Chelsea, so that's his own fault. As Birch tries to win the ball, but it's picked up by Randall. See, if he had his mate with him,
Hopkirk, he's no longer with us, so that's the problem.
That's the problem. No, well, you wouldn't know, would you? He just ghosting into the back post and banging the ball in. Who did? Hey, brilliant! As a free kick is going to be taken by Craig Dootson. I didn't see a board go up, did anybody else? But Dootson hits the ball into the penalty area. Who's up for it? And it's headed across there and out for a goal kick.
Have we got that gem this season as well?
The Dootson Trophy?
Yeah, the Dootson Sports Cup.
I noticed that, well, the Dootson Sports Cup, there's some preliminary rounds in the next week or so. So I would have thought we come in the latter stages, don't we, like the final?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. Just straight into the final, play your one game, happy days. And the winners get 76 pence and lots of paint. As Birch hits the ball over the halfway line, but it's won by Kendall Town. And up goes Stotch, who's been magnificent as well this afternoon. Ball's on the left hand side, Ledbetter, who got quarters about him this afternoon, and he puts a lovely ball in there for the number 9. But there's Lee Neville, defends it superbly, and there's that man mounted. Absolutely outstanding, plays it into Jerome Wright now. Jerome Wright going on an amazing run. Goes past one, still goes going. Past two. Plays it to Amadi, goes past Amadi. Amadi plays the ball into Crewe. Crewe outside the penalty area, plays it across to the number 16, FC United's debutant. Can he put the ball to the back of the net? No, he puts it. Nicky Platt, first time shot!
Oh,
wonderful save by the goalkeeper there. And Nicky Platt nearly doing what he's done so well in the FA Cup, putting the ball in the back of the net, only to be stopped at the last second by Craig Dewson's right fist.
Calm. I don't like fists, it's aggressive.
That was a nice bit of commentary, completely ruined by your synopsis at the end. Anyway, it's going to be Nicky Platt to take. He's going to whip this ball in. It's a decent ball again. Up goes Lee Neville! And the keeper will punch it. He should have caught that, to be honest. He should have palmed it, as far as Ben's concerned. Should have palmed the ball. We can't fist the ball out.
Will you watch yourself?
What's wrong with a bit of fisting?
What a way to end the
what
game.
What a way to end the game. The fists are aloft. FC United find themselves through to the next round of the Cup. For a large part of that game, it didn't look like it was going to be possible. However, a change of formation, back to 4-4-2, and FC United come out victors by 3-1, and move on to the next round. The draw will be made tomorrow, and a good performance second half from FC United. We'll be joined shortly, one would hope, by Darren Lyons.
That'll be on the podcast, I'm afraid.
Oh, will it? Why, you have to go, do you?
No, we're still doing it. It's just...
But we're not going to let listeners listen into it.
It's called a treat for people, an extra bit. But you've done the BBC now, you know this. It's a nice thing.
So he's not going to come over talking to his life for the fans to listen to what his thoughts are?
No, we could. Everyone could download it tonight and then enjoy it then.
I see what you're doing there. Right, okay.
It's encouraging traffic.
Could you put it in between? Could you put it sort of like 20 minutes into Red Rebel Radio for us so we get our listening figures back up again, please?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, the shout of Argentina rings out around Gigley.
Also on this
as under the boardwalk.
We should
starts to play.
We should say.
Ben is trying to interrupt me when I'm eulogising about the end of the game.
You're not James Quinn.
I might not be James Quinn. However, I'd like to eulogise on occasion.
Bosley Wiz has been in touch today. Thanks for that. See you at Seal Park on Tuesday night.
Well, he's there, if he's listening. I still haven't found out why it's called Seal Park.
Get in touch.
Could you let us know before we get there on Tuesday? And could you do me a favour? If you get there early, could you move all the webbing, the netting, from the left-hand side of where your announcer likes to do his announcing?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about
right
now.
Next to
there are all that red netting.
All the seats that have all been smashed and broken.
All in that horrible
well, that's where
kind
we were.
Of roadwork red netting
That's
thing.
Where we were. Just stood there. No, not red. No, gold. These are gold nets. Gold nets.
Oh, lovely.
That's why this morning, that game, I unplugged absolutely everything. Took this all to bits, by the way.
Oh, you've you've
and I've redid it.
Oh, well done.
The whole kit caboodle redone. There you go.
This is nice.
Unfortunately, that's a visual thing, ladies and gentlemen, so that doesn't really help the radio listener.
But I did have a point to make. On this Cubby's My Cub this week, on the podcast edition, we'll hear from Daz Lyons, we'll have all the fallout from this game, and we'll have an interview with Andy Walsh.
We certainly will. And you're right, I mean, good performance this afternoon. But you know the one thing that's upset me? Midges.
There's a lot of insects around here at the minute, and I don't like
it. It's a midgy fest, because the weather's been quite nice. I was at a party last night, and you know when you've just done your hair, and it's
a champagne
little
party?
Bit wet. No, it wasn't. It was a Holtz IPA.
I'll check you. How working class are you?
Me?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just our role, mate. It's our role, you know. If I had my way, the FA Cup would be sponsored by Holtz. But it is in our eyes, anyway.
But you mean Holtz?
Holtz.
Holtz.
No, if your name's Tom... Alt. But you're saying goodbye to Construction Concordia, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd want us to do that. You'd want us to wave goodbye to them, because after all, they do bring this coverage to the radio listener.
Not just those people though, the Armchair Army's there as well.
I never forget the Armchair Army.
www.fcumradio.co.uk/donate.
Oh.
And please donate. We've got 2 minutes left.
Well, what happens after this?
The Rambling Mancunian's on.
He's very good, the Rambling Mancunian. Yes. However, we are Rambling Mancunians. Well, I am. You're not, because you're a Salfordian, aren't you?
I am.
Moving to Didsbury. Actually, there we go. I've just realised. Sorry, he can't move in. There is a covenant that states from, I think, about 1963 onwards that anybody from the Salford area needs to pass several... tests
the problem. The problem I currently have is that I have a moving out date, but not necessarily a moving in date.
See, the thing is, you see, you've not really thought it through, have you? Before one moves out and sells a home, one normally needs a place to go to that they're going to actually live in. And although I have to say, if you're stuck, if you go to Asda, you know where they put the shopping trolleys?
Yes.
Well, they're curved. There's about 16 foot a room. You could turn that into a makeshift. Oh, mind you, Didsbury, they don't have Asda's in Didsbury, do they? No. Sorry, just realised. It's all M&S and M&S and M&S.
So, you've been listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. The Rambling Mancunian is up next.
Rambling. He's very good. Listen to him.
And we're off.
What, is that it? Is that how we finish the show? We're off.
It's finished 3-1.
Well done.
Everyone's happy. Is that how you're signing off?
Sorry?
Is that how you're signing off?
Is that it?
Well, I've got to play the advert, but...
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's still live?
Yes.
Oh, we are still live. Well, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, I'm playing the advert.
We specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.